This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Everybody in Nashville who's ever cut a country music album, everybody was there. Everybody was there.
Everybody
we
who's
love
ever
Cam
cut.
Ward. Unless they kind of like Shedeur Sanders and the Browns could talk him into a trade. Would you try that, Browns fans? Do the Browns, Andy, your word, love this guy? Love Cam Ward.
Well, if they loved him, would they have sent more than two guys yesterday then?
Maybe they professed their love for him when they had him solo in town. They brought Shedeur in with Travis Hunter and Abdul Carter. Hi, guys. Hi.
Big basket of Mallies. Is that what you do? That's how you do it?
Yeah. We're going to walk you over and you can play cards with these guys here in the Delta Pledge House.
That's good.
Okay.
So you all have plenty to talk about.
Yeah. There you go. You sit over here, Stephen, first. And then the next day, here comes Cam Ward. Who knows how that visit went? Cam, we're going to do everything we can possibly do to get you. We love you. You saw that Deshaun Watson contract? That's what we can do for you in 5 years. Except it'll be more then.
That's true.
We love you. Folks, would you entertain the thought of giving up real assets to move one spot to take a guy if you like him that much more than any other quarterback in this draft?
I think if we did a survey, most people would say no.
Well, let's survey Nelson and Avon Lake. Hi, Nelson.
Hey, Nelson.
Guys, how are you?
Well, good.
Hey, there's absolutely no way. No way, right? Like, the Browns need to be in the talent acquisition business and not the, you know, giving away picks business. The only way that you would make that move is if the number one pick was a quarterback and it was the overall consensus projected, and I'll emphasize that word, projected transcendent talent. That player doesn't exist in this draft. And if it existed, why would the Titans even trade that pick? Like, it wouldn't make sense. Like, you would have to be insane. Like, let's say
don't view him that way, Nelson.
And I mean, and when you're taking a pick from the Browns, you're taking some pretty high picks. I mean,
yeah, that's right. Yeah. That's right. And I agree with you, Andy. Like, you know, I know that we want to be as optimistic. And Jeff, I love you because you're always so optimistic. You know, but realistically speaking, right? Like, I've accepted the fact that next year is not going to be a good year. So the probability of us being at the top of the draft next year again and having this opportunity again it's pretty high. So I wouldn't do it. And the Browns have so many holes. They need so many talented young players because we are an aged, expensive, roster. So that doesn't make sense. And then last thing, I know you guys were talking about this yesterday. It has been a few years since I've had any interest, very little in the NCAA tournament. I don't know the last time I made a bracket. Something I think needs to be done, and I don't want to be prisoner of the moment, but I watched the Akron game just obviously because they were a great local story. Mm-hmm. But outside of that, I've had so little interest. So I guess thank you for the time as always.
Thank you.
All right, Nelson, thank you very much. See, here's the catch with the talk about Ward. Rating-wise and everything else, he's not considered, in last year's draft class, he wouldn't have been in the top three guys taken. But that doesn't mean a guy can't come in and play. But this whole thing is going to come down to evaluation again, Andy. And if the Browns think he's significantly better than Shedeur Sanders or Jalen Milroe or Jackson Dart, who they might be able to get, second round, Milroe and Dart, or trade back up into the first, then I think you got to give it a chance, and just check with Tennessee. And hey, are you guys sold on this? Would you entertain trading out? But that's if the Browns think that this guy is nails in comparison to everybody else. And if they don't, no, you don't do it. And at that point, to me, that's when you do what Mike and Stowe said. Hey, we have the second pick. Anybody really, really, really must have Shedeur Sanders? Call us. And if it's the Giants and you drop down to three and get Abdul Carter, celebrate all dang day long. That would be, to me, that would be phenomenal.
Do you believe, because I've said this since the very first day, okay, since the season ended, do you not believe that Abdul Carter is the smart, I don't have to be the smartest guy in the room to make this pick, the upside seems unbelievable, that Abdul Carter is the right pick at two? It's just the right pick at two.
Okay, can I?
Do you agree or disagree?
You're not going to like this.
I just want you to agree or disagree. I it's not that I have to like it or not.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
You're not going to like this.
Hey, go ahead.
Was Myles Garrett the right pick at one?
Yeah. He was.
No, he wasn't.
Yes, he was.
Do you know why?
Why, Jeff?
Because you have a Hall of Fame quarterback that went at number 10 in that draft.
We have a Hall of Fame defensive end.
The Browns didn't figure that out.
The Kansas City Chiefs did.
Yeah. And that's why this is where this whole judgmental thing comes in. This is where the Browns have to nail this. If they figure out that a quarterback in this draft is going to be a big-time guy, then you take him at two or you trade up and get him at one. And Abdul Carter, good luck to you. You're going to go get a lot of sacks somewhere. You had one of the best defensive ends in football last year and you won three games because your quarterback play stunk. And that's, Andy, I love the idea of Abdul Carter. You know that. I've been saying I'd take him. But he's not the right pick if the Browns determine that there's a quarterback that you have to take. That's what this is about. They have to know what the you know what they're doing. And in all honesty, Andrew Berry's drafts show that he hasn't nailed those yet. That's where this is.
So you're saying if you could go back, you would not have taken Miles Garrett?
Absolutely not. I would have taken Patrick Mahomes. And guess what? When Patrick Mahomes came out.
It's so easy to say
well,
that today.
Of course it is. That's the beauty of this. That's the beauty of this. The Kansas City Chiefs figured it out. Patrick Mahomes was not overly highly thought of. When he was coming out, there were questions about him like crazy.
Would you?
In fact, do you remember a buddy of mine was on the show, the Texas Tech play-by-play guy, who told us he thought Patrick Mahomes would go in the second round and was a second-round talent. That's the deal here. The Browns have to be smart. If they think Jackson Dart is going to be an absolute stud, Andy, take him at 2. Don't mess around. Don't try and trade up. If they think Jalen Milroe is going to be a stud, take him at 2. They're going to look like idiots.
They'll look like idiots. I just disagree.
But if they think that there's a guy here that they must have who's going to be a quarterback here for the next 12 years and be pretty damn good, 7 years, whatever it is, they have to take him at 2. And that's why if they think it's Cam Ward, they got to go try and get him.
I don't know. I have zero regrets on taking Miles Garrett with the number one pick. None. I don't. You had a Hall of Famer. You got it right. You want to have regrets from 2017? Maybe you regret Jabril Peppers and not taking T.J. Watt, right? Maybe you regret that. You could even, and I love David Njoku, so it's hard for me to even get mad
you
about it.
Taken but J.J.
You could have had T.J. Watt yep. too, right there.
Right.
So I can't sit here.
If you draft Patrick Mahomes, your issues are done. You've got your quarterback, and I don't want to hear. Well, they'd have screwed him up. No, maybe they wouldn't have.
No, you got Deshaun Kizer in the second round.
That plays into it, though, because that's the story of Patrick Mahomes. They traded up to get Patrick Mahomes, and then they sat him for a whole season.
Well,
and they worked with him. And they did all of those things.
So guess what?
That's the story.
They drafted the right guy and did the right things with him.
There you go.
And you have to trust or assume that the Browns would do the same thing if they go and make a move to get a quarterback.
I'm still not going to have buyer's remorse on Miles.
I'm not having buyer's remorse. You ask me, did they draft the right guy? No, the right guy in that draft was Patrick Mahomes, and Miles Garrett was maybe the second right guy in that draft. No question about that.
If you want to feel bad, how do you think the Bears felt? I mean, they took Mitch Trubisky with number 2.
They screwed up. Jonah's in Columbus. Hi, Jonah.
What's up, fellas? How's it going?
Hey.
We're having such fun.
Hey. Yeah, I bet. hey, look, it's...
it feels that
it's
way.
It's hard to not be a prisoner of the moment right now because, I'm thinking about this isn't the quarterback golden draft,
Nope.
We talk about Cam. We talk about Shadur, like they're hot commodities, but then we also are hearing these guys wouldn't be top 3 pick.
They're the hottest
draft.
Commodities because they're the best guys in this draft.
Exactly. But what I'm saying here is, do Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry have much of a choice? I'm not sure. Do these guys have another top 5 pick season on their jobs?
It's a good topic.
Just a few weeks ago, maybe a few days ago,
by the
guys
way,
on 92.3 The Fan are talking about
noon,
like
Jonah,
they need
a... We're talking about that very thing at noon.
All right, we'll do. But I remember guys being like, okay, Stefanski, Berry need a 7-8 win season to keep their jobs. Well, 7-8 wins isn't going to get us Arch Manning or the greatest QB next year.
Nope.
So if you're Kevin and Andrew Berry, do you have to draft like your lives are on the line in a sense? And if so, does that mean you do trade up and you go get the Cam Ward if you really believe in him? That's the question I'm wrestling with because it doesn't really feel like they have the grace for another top 3 pick season next year. They kind of got, in my opinion, I feel like they kind of got a draft like the lives are on the line in a sense. So,
Jonah, I don't know if you've heard me say this. I've used the words marching orders. What have the and we're going to talk about this later. What have the Haslams told them? They each have a contract extension. Are the Haslams ready to write a big check if they don't win 10 games next year? Or have the Haslams said, get this thing ready to go so when we move into the dome, we have a big-time team?
Yep.
Who knows exactly what they've been told? Jonah, thank you very much.
Yes, sir.
Jonah with some insightful thoughts there. Mary Kay Cabot, plaindealercleveland.com. We'll have some thoughts. I want to bounce this. Would you move up for Cam Ward off of Mary Kay? I'm anxious to hear what she thinks next on Baskin and Phelps.